back to In Herself Podcast,
where we talk about faith, family, finance, and friendship.
So if you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube and follow us on all social media platforms.
And make sure to turn your notifications on to be notified whenever we post new content. How was your week?
That's a good question that I feel like I'll just say it was okay because I don't really remember.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing that you don't remember?
I think it's probably a combination of both. That whatever happened or whatever took place in my mind, I'm not dragging it on. And then it could be that I'm so all over the place that I don't know
what's going on.
What happened?
I feel like that means it was a lot happening because I can totally run down to you what we just encountered. Like, we just had an encounter. We just had Resurrection Weekend. Mm-hmm. You just started working out consistently because you was dragging me to EOS with you.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's been just a lot going on that I guess I haven't processed. I've just been going through life.
Oh my gosh. You need to start processing.
I know. Because then you miss out on moments and you like, how am I 50 years old? What happened between 26 and 50?
That's a drag.
But it's a true story because I feel like older people look up and they're like, where did my life go?
That's sad.
It is, and that won't be me. So next week, can you ask me? Next week, you ask me how was my week? I'm going to say Monday, I did this. Tuesday, I did this.
Okay, so speaking of, you don't journal anymore? I thought you started journaling.
I don't journal anymore. I don't know really what that's
about. That's why you don't know what's going on.
Yeah, it was an everyday, consistent thing. I don't journal anymore, and I have a new journal that we just bought from Target, and I don't do it anymore. I just get up, I pray, I walk the dog, I work. That's it.
And you record.
That's what slavery
and go to
would
church.
Do to you.
That is not slavery.
You just forget the good days. Anyway, how was your week?
It was productive. Now I have to remember your week and my week too, since you didn't remember yours. But I mean, we kind of coincide with doing the same thing, especially on the weekends because mm-hmm. we attend the same church. So definitely Resurrection Weekend was awesome. I really want to know where we got the name Easter from. That's kind of been bothering me.
Well, I told you where the people got it from, people that wasn't saved.
They came up
with the bunnies and stuff.
Yeah, but at some point somebody said it and it is like it's been accepted in our American culture. And I just want to know where that came from because cross and bunnies I don't understand the correlation.
We would just genuinely have to do research on it because I don't want to get up here and sound ignorant. And I want to make sure that we saying the right things. Granted, I know that one has nothing to do with the other, but because it's been vexing me over the past couple of weeks with just saying Easter is coming up and Easter is coming up, I got to get ready for Easter, I got to get dressed. But that's the culture. That's what it's been. I think for me now in my adult years, I'm like, I don't want to hear nothing about an Easter.
You know what I just thought about? And he's probably going to cut this out. It doesn't even matter. By the time they see this episode, it's going to be Easter and Resurrection is long gone.
Yeah, but knowing that we record in advance is not anything far-fetched. That's still our opinion.
I know.
But nonetheless.
But that's what my week was consisted of. And, you know, school is going good. The classes are crazy, insane, fast paced, but I'm enjoying it because it's the meat and potatoes of my degree. So I'm like totally intrigued about it.
Good. Proud of you.
Thank you.
So today, just to lighten it up, because over the past couple of weeks, we've really been healing, growing, and evolving.
Heavy.
So not that that's not the continuous journey, but sometimes add a little bit of laughter, a little bit of light in the mix. So we're going to do 21 questions today.
Okay.
Okay. I have some, Nye has some. So I'm going to start off a little light first.
Of course you will go first.
Yeah, I'm going to go first. I didn't even ask. So what was your dream job as a child?
Ooh, my dream job as a child. So this is funny because I always wanted to be a mermaid. I don't remember wanting to be, you know what?
You're about to piss me off.
I'm being honest. Like, and it's funny because Lyric loves Little Mermaid now. So it's like, it's the whole thing in the house. When I'm doing hair, I watch the new Little Mermaid, right. Little Black Girl. So mm-hmm. It's real cute. But that's the first thing that came to my mind was a mermaid. But job wise, I always wanted to be an OBGYN.
And that's insane because me too.
For real?
I just knew that that's what I was going to do. Like 8 years old, people tell me, people ask me, what do you want to do? And it was straight that. But what does an 8-year-old know about going inside and doing that?
So I didn't get it at 8, but definitely when I was in middle school, high school, is when I really was like, I want to be OBG. And specifically because the whole magic of a child being born was like, oh my gosh. And or a pediatrician, because I love the little babies and holding them and stuff. And then what happened was I went to school and that math wasn't math, and that biology, what?
Biology. I almost couldn't say it.
Biology.
For me, it was just the laziness. I feel like I could have been an obstetrician right now if I wasn't lazy. It's putting in the work in school is just not something that I desire to do. And so that's why I'm sitting here working for somebody else and not balling out of control.
I mean, yet. Let's put a YET on it.
Yeah.
That was good. I did not know that about you.
Yeah.
Okay, so where is your dream vacation?
I feel like that, I don't really have an answer to that because I haven't really gone anywhere out the country or anything like that, except on a cruise, and those don't count to me. But maybe like Tokyo or something.
Hmm.
Yeah. Maybe like that.
That's
because I just want to experience other people's culture. And see, like, why they real skinny, why we not. Why, like, because I'm sure they eat way different than we do. Why they eat what they eat. You know, like, I would go over there and even try to, like, learn their language type thing. Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
I can see Tokyo. Mine is the Maldives.
Yeah. That's nice.
I know. All mm-hmm. the water. You know I'm a water person.
Yeah.
So I love anything associated with calm water, not storms, but calm waters.
Yeah.
So yeah, that would be mine.
I probably got a list of places. Not probably. I know I have a list of places.
Yeah.
Let's see. Ooh, how would you spend $1 million cash prize?
You know what? I always wanted somebody to ask me this, and I'm so happy that the Lord dropped it in your spirit.
Okay, let's go.
Okay. Okay, so if I had $1 million, you know what's funny is because I actually wrote this stuff down, so this is a manifestation for me. So
okay.
If I had $1 million, this is what I would do. First of all, I'm all about make money for me. So I would definitely make sure I'm investing something, but I want my own development company. And I told you what the ins and outs, I'm not going to go into detail about it right now, but I want a development company to create specific homes, but I also want to give away homes, like people who, because right now the market is crazy where you can afford to qualify for a home, but because the market is so high, it's out of reach for some right. people. So I really want to create like communities and different, not just in Florida, just everywhere in different places where we are building specific custom homes that the Lord placed in my heart. And then like in giving those away, and also starting restaurants that are vegan or vegetarian. You know, you meet right now too.
Right.
Doing that, supplying jobs. I have a whole list of things that I would do. I know people are like, oh, that's $1 million. I said invest it first and make mold, number one, and make it work for us. But that is my main thing to do, is I want to just go ham with that for sure.
That's a good answer. Don't ask me.
I do want to ask, you know, I want to answer that question.
Honestly, I'ma pay my tithe and I'ma just figure something out. Like, I'ma put in an investment, but I don't really have, and it's probably a poor mindset right now, I don't have where I would place my money. Like, I want to buy a home, of course, and all that good stuff, but I feel like I can do that without getting $1 million right now. But I don't know where I would invest. I don't know. It would go into an investment situation so that it can grow and be lucrative and start some type of business. I just don't know what.
And that's funny you say that, because that's something that I wanted to learn more about, is investments, like what stocks and options and portfolios. I feel like I should know that because it's a client of mine does that.
Right.
But it's so far from my understanding. That's something that I just never really.
Yeah, I would understood. Really try to find out and invest my money somewhere that makes sense, because I would be broke. Just like the people that win the lottery, how they have these television shows where they look at their life between when they didn't win it and when they won it, and then their life after that, and they broke.
Yeah.
Because you get so much money, you don't have an idea what you want to do with it. So if you have the mindset of, I want to be a billionaire or a millionaire, you should write it down So if tomorrow somebody gave you $1 million, you knew what you was going to do with it.
Right. And so that's why I think it's important to grow in wealth and not just obtain it immediately, because you don't know how to keep it.
Yeah.
Like if you know you started from $100, you turn $100 to $500, $500 to $1,000, $1,000 to $500,000, whatever. And I know that was a big jump, but you know what you're learning in the process. So you knew how to get it, you knew how to keep it, you knew how to make it stretch and scale it. If somebody just gave you the money right now and you have no understand, no background knowledge of how to get it, you're going to lose it.
Yep, I agree.
So that's good. What about if you were elected as president of the United States, what would be your first thing to do? You don't want to be the president?
No, and I'm not answering that question. Because I don't know what I would do. Because everything that they say that they want to do, they don't do it.
But what would you want to do?
I don't know, baby. I don't know.
Really?
Mm-mm.
So you don't really pay attention to politics like that?
I do, but I don't. Because I feel like they're just a face. They say they're going to do these things and then nothing happens because it has to go through city. It has to go through all these people first. So if it was like, do you want to be in a Senate seat? Maybe, because I can say, okay, yay or no, yay or nay, I can vote on what the president says. But the president don't make he don't make decisions like that, and that's how it goes.
So would that be something that you would change? Is the,
no, because
the balance of power?
That's how it goes. That's how it goes. And no, I don't have, what about you? I don't have an answer to that. I really don't.
I mean, that's understandable. I feel like we honestly don't know what the president does besides say speeches that are pre-written and, you know, say all
much.
The things that they're supposed to say to sound intelligent and mm-hmm. and caring.
Mm-hmm.
But generally speaking, they getting paid to just be the face of America.
That's literally it. So I don't have a real answer to that question.
So what would you change in America? Let's just say that if you could change anything in America, what would that be?
Gun laws, probably.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What would you change about it?
I will go back to the fact that, well, this is just our state, that you don't have to have a license to carry. I think that is very idiotic. I don't know what exactly I would do with the gun situation regarding people shooting up schools, because I have a really big issue with that, on how people are allowed to do that, how young children can just go into a store and purchase it, how they can buy bullets, just stuff that just don't make sense to me in my head.
Kids can go buy guns and bullets?
I mean, a lot of the times, the people that are shooting up schools are not that old, in my opinion. Like, some of them be 18, some of them be...
Okay, so not, when you say kids, I'm thinking you're saying like a little 14-year-old can go
but
in there.
But to me, they can have access to it as well. I just feel like it's like, whatever it is, what it is. I feel like we don't... I know in other countries, they have had gun violence, but they make rules and then it hasn't happened again. Like with 9/11, I wish that we implemented the same thing that we did for 9/11 with this gun situation. Because you haven't heard of another 9/11 situation because they was not playing. You will never hijack another plane. The security at the airport need to be security at these schools.
TSA.
Genuinely. Because people just walk in the back and you're like, oh my God, what happened? But people got to send their kids to school terrified. I don't like that. So that would probably be one of the main things that I would change.
And so that's really just searching, because at the end of the day, what's the biggest change is that I don't know if you remember, before 9/11, like, you could just walk through the airport. There
right.
was no security. I mean, it was, but it wasn't where you have to go through these machines and be searched and all of that stuff. Your name be written off if they find you with any kind of weapons or sprays or anything of that nature. So that is what it seems to be. The biggest thing is that they are being monitored drastically before they even enter the airport, the section where you go to the plane. So that's good. That's good.
Yeah, that's what I would change.
Okay.
You didn't have nothing else?
Well, see, I kind of led you into, like,
yeah, you pulled it out
America.
Of me, baby.
I did.
All right, let me see. Ooh. What's your favorite trait of mine?
How do we make this all the time about heaven?
No, I didn't. Okay. It's a question. It's a question.
Favorite trait about you?
Mm-hmm.
I love your personality, but I would definitely say your heart posture. your kindness, and it's genuine. Like, it's hard to find people who are genuinely just, that's who your natural state is, to just be kind. And even when your heart is taken out of context, it hurts you more because that's not what you intended. And so I think that is the best thing, because that's the thing that reminds me of God. Like, that's who he is to us. So to have a trait and characteristic like God is awesome.
That's very sweet.
It's the truth.
So mine for you would be, first, your leadership qualities. And that can go like in literally, like, you walk in a room and you know that you're in the room. The energy that you give off is just attractive. And then probably your giving. You're probably one of the only people that I've seen that give on a level that you give. Like, you have changed your mindset, because you would literally take the shirt off your back. But now it's, let me make you a shirt, baby. Don't take mine, but I'm going to make you. I'm going to make sure you walk out this house and look good. Like, yeah, so those probably be my two. I could go on and on and on.
I feel the same way, but that's awesome. That's great. That's really good.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Ooh, where would your dream marriage proposal be?
Ooh. That's a really great question.
Yeah.
Probably, I don't know. Wow. Okay. So y'all know when the people be on the helicopter, uh-huh, and then they come, like, they getting, don't scare me or nothing on a helicopter. Like, I want to know we're going on a helicopter ride. Okay. But actually, I'm going to tell you this, but don't do this. And don't tell my man I want you to do, because I'm going to know. I still want to be surprised. Like, I wanted it to be a very surprise element. But you know when they coming down and they say, will you marry me, on the bottom? Mm-hmm. I think that's beautiful.
Really?
Yeah. And I don't want no, it's just me and my man. I want all my people there.
So we got to be all together, mm-hmm, to make sure that, you know, it reminds me of, I don't know who was that just got engaged. They were in a helicopter. He was acting like the helicopter was going down. Like, right, they were having an emergency, and he handed her the folder and was like, I need you to read what we're supposed to do, because we're having a malfunction.
We are so excited to officially announce that we have launched our Patreon. By signing up, you will become a member of our Inner Her Circle community. You'll receive exclusive access to our content that is only available to our Patreons, such as behind the scenes, live discussions, and Discord. But most importantly, first dibs on new merch. To register, visit our link tree in the bio or the description below.
See you at the circle.
No, so they were on the helicopter. He gives her the folder that says, hey, read it, because we have a malfunction. So she's reading it, and she's like, step one, read the, pull the. So he had these fake instructions. But then it was like, it went to like, will you marry me? Like, will you be the, she was asking him questions saying, will you love her from day one until the end of time? Will you? And he's like, yes. And so then she realizes and like, wait a minute. And she just busts out crying. I said, that is so sweet.
It's beautiful.
That's sweet.
But a black woman, I am terrified. This isn't and it's like, I'm not, will you love her for the rest of your life? What's next? Like, it wouldn't be a lovey-dovey moment. So don't do that. Please, God, please don't do that.
But I think it worked for them, because that was their bonding. That was something they did in common.
Yeah.
It was a pilot, first of all.
Yeah.
Let me just say that. So it wasn't like this random guy that said, let's go act like we're about to crash a plane. No, it was intentional. And so she was bawling. I ain't cracking, you know, I'm a thug. But I was like, that is so sweet.
Yeah, no, you sent me the video. I did think it was cute, but I just was like, I would probably be crying, scared.
And so that's why I brought it, because you was like, something with a plane. I was like, that's probably why I sent it to you.
Not a plane, because, you know, I'm scared of planes. I probably be even more scared of a helicopter.
Will you marry me?
But see, I've already told you what I like. We're not doing that idea, because I'm going to know.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
So take it out your mind.
So now I got to come up with something. Well, not me.
Yeah.
But no, whoever you. I'm saying, well, I would hope that your fiance says, hey, you know her better than most people do. What are some things
I didn't get asked?
I understand that, but I will assume like I will be in the planning process with him. No,
no, yeah, my brother did a good. He didn't even need my help.
He did an amazing job.
Yeah, that's why I said I didn't get. Hopefully,
but you knew about it is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
that's what I mean. Like I would have to, if that's the case, I have to be like, okay, so we talked about this on the podcast, so let's not do that.
Yeah,
that's a great idea, but let's steer you in this direction. Is what I'm saying.
My only request is that my mama, my family, my homies, right. My brothers, like. That they're there. And if you don't know me and my significant other, you don't need to be there. Because I feel that way about my wedding, too. We won't have to go all in deep into detail, but... All right, so if you had a superpower, what would it be?
Ooh. Wow. That's a loaded question. Can I have more than one superpower?
It said if you had ace, no, I'm joking. You can
get on my nerves.
You can do more than one, of course.
Okay, so first I would read people's mind.
That was one of mine. Go ahead.
Yeah, I read people's mind. Because then I have to guess. But that's dangerous because I don't know if I want to know what a lot of people thinking.
Your lash just fell off on your face.
Oh my gosh. I'm having a malfunction. It's not an airplane. I don't know what happened.
I took it off because I just know and you're gonna be like, why nobody said
except
that
about my lash. Yeah. Thank you for that's
you're
really good for I appreciate that.
All right.
Get the lash out of my eye.
Go ahead.
That will be one.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next one would be if I had a superpower, I would be able to fly. Ooh, I would be able to fly.
Okay. Why fly?
Because I would be able to like fly all over the world and stuff. I would not want to do that.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to do that.
I won't do that.
But you like to fly in general. Like stuff like that make me nervous because if I just fall down, like what am I supposed to do?
You know what? I'm waiting for these flying cars. It's probably why I said that.
And I'm not.
Is that really a superpower? I don't think flying is a superpower. Maybe it is.
Flying is a superpower. Yes, okay. It is.
Yeah. I would definitely do that. What's yours?
I would be able to disappear. Mm-hmm. Like smack dab, we have an argument. Go. Go. I'm out of here. You'll be in your feelings arguing. So and I'm gone.
Oh my gosh. Like a genie.
You can't see me. And I'm in the next destination. I would love to do that.
So invisible or disappear? And like, what do they call that when you go from one place to the next place?
Transport?
You want to transport?
I don't want to transport. I don't want to like say, well, that would be cool too. But I just want to be, maybe invisible would be the word. Like I could just be, you can't see me, but I'm watching you argue. That is rude.
Why would you want to do that?
Because I don't like confrontation like that. And if I feel uncomfortable, I typically want to run. But in my human form, I can't just run away because you're going to say, where you going? But if I go invisible, you can't see me.
But I know you're you could disappear. You could just get up and leave. Like,
no, but that, no. No.
You know what? I wouldn't mind being an airbender, too. Like water and stuff and fire. That would be cool.
Yeah. You do. You be going left.
What? Imagine. Okay, walk with me. Imagine. Okay. So you having a hurricane and it's coming. I had the power to like push the hurricane back. Like that's cool. That was saved.
I just feel like that's Jesus. You can't do everything.
What is going on?
Reading people's minds make me nervous because you start talking about me, I'm gonna tap you on the shoulder.
Say what you think.
I would say. You said something about me or with like, I feel like I wouldn't want to do that because I don't want to hear everything that everybody's thinking.
You don't think you'll be able to turn it off? I want to choose who mine I want to read.
Right. And that's the thing. I feel like maybe you'll be in a room and everybody's talking.
Oh, that's insane.
Or you have an argument with somebody and you hear what they're going to say next, but you say it. Ooh, wee, that would piss me off. And I know you're going to say that you didn't like what I did the other day, but, and it'd be like.
I already do that though, sometimes.
Yeah, that's prophetic.
That's prophetic.
That's not just knowing that they're going to be like, I'm so ready to get this conversation over with. I'm aggravated. Like, you don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
Or I want to break up with her so bad, but I don't want to say it. Imagine.
So we don't really want that superpower.
I don't want a superpower at all. Never mind.
No, just change. Just scratch that.
That's don't why you got to talk all the way through.
Let's just be human.
It's your turn or my turn?
That was, you just asked what a superpower, so that's on me. Okay, so what's the best piece of advice you've ever gotten, and when has it come in handy? The best piece of advice, and when has it come in handy?
So two things probably from my mom, and they're about to be very simple, but they work. She always says, not my monkey, not my circus. And I used to be like, what does that mean? Like, because she's just like me, we take on other people's problems, and then it becomes like trying to find a solution, and then you the one that get all discombobulated all over the place. So she'd be like, baby, to save yourself, that is not your monkey and that is not your circus, meaning you can only handle what you can handle. If that's not your issue, don't worry about it. And then probably the second one would be very simple, is just to humble yourself. Because she used to say it to me all the time. She still does, like, just bring it down. Like, everything don't have to be, yeah, you may be able to sing well. Yeah, you may be able to act well. Yeah, your character just gives off leadership. It can give off leadership, but still give it a level of being humble and not giving off arrogant.
That's good. Yeah. I like both of those.
Yeah. What about you?
The first thing comes to my mom too, pick your battles.
Yeah.
Like, learning when to be like, is this worth this rabbit hole, or am I going to let this fly? Like, I have learned that more so now and being in my 30s than ever. Like, she used to say that when I was younger, because I used to bite at everything that came my way. And she's like, baby, pick your battles, because that's a lot of energy that it didn't deserve. The chip bag was on the floor. Pick it up and throw it in the trash. Mm-hmm. Even into, you know, working for people, and you know you're right about a situation, your manager is telling you that you're wrong about it. Yes, sir. You got it. I'm not that. Even... You say what?
I'm learning that this week.
Mm-hmm. Picking your battles. That's the biggest. And I, every day now, I'm going through the cycles of this conversation, like with my kids, in my marriage, like in it with us. I'm like, okay, so should I? Nah.
Cause it's don't be worth it. It don't. I tell you all the time, a lot of times in our relationship, I do pick my battles. Some things I feel like, yeah, we can have this conversation. But other times I'm like, this probably going to go left. And it's really you, Heaven. It's not. So I'm like, if something exciting happens, I'm not going to be able to call her. So I would rather not even get into it or even go that deep. Because sometimes it don't be that deep.
It does. It's not that serious.
Yeah. Most of the time. Not sometimes. Most of the time it's not that serious. It's you.
And we make it become a serious situation. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I want peace.
Right.
Like, that is the most prized possession in my life right now, is having peace. And so when, if something is here and it's going to disrupt that, I'm like,
yeah, same.
Ain't worth it.
All right. What's one thing about the future that scares you?
Being broke. Okay. I ain't gonna hold you.
Like, you think that you'll be broke in the future?
No, but that's what I'm saying. You never know. You don't. Like, you have to. Now, granted, I do believe that faith and work, all that stuff. I'm just saying that is something that when you've experienced poverty, you don't ever want to go back to it. And I've watched several interviews with people who are well off, and they say the reason why they still go as hard as they do is because fear of going backwards. And so, yeah, you good, and you may be making 100,000, a million, whatever, but with those accolades and with that level of income also comes expenses, also comes a potential lawsuit, also comes, you know, different things of, so just being wise. I don't ever want to, that's one thing. That was me being funny, but I'm being serious. The other thing is me becoming so overwhelmed with life that I stop seeking God the way that I need to, or stop hearing from Him, because I'm successful because of him. Yeah. I'm who I am. I'm thriving in spirituality, mental, emotional, because of who God is, because I make it my business to make Him a priority. So I never want to get to a point where I'm working for God and still fired. Mm. That is a fear. because I don't desire that at all. Because he will use you and you will still go to hell.
Yeah, we say all the time.
So that is, that definitely is a real thing for me.
One thing about the future that scares me, and you kind of said it in your answer, is the fear of going backwards. Like, I think right now I'm striving so hard to reach the career goals, to reach the personal goals, to reach the family goals, that I don't want to try so hard and like lose it all, if that makes sense. So that's probably one of my fears for the future, is just not, I have the vision board, I have the plan that I see, but it just not happening. And of course, that's just me just solely on flesh, because I know spiritually, for we know all things work together. But if you ask me that question, it'll probably be that.
Yeah, hands down.
Yeah.
I can totally understand that. But we're not going backwards, in Jesus' name.
No, yeah. But that's a fear.
And holding accountable. So I don't want to say, well, I guess so. It is, but it's a thought. We're not going to say
it's a
fear.
Thought. Yeah, I mean, we so saved, y'all, that it's like, you know.
Because you said, well, one thing I like to do is watch my words.
I do, genuinely.
So we watching our words.
We are. But if I was asked that question, that would be my rebuttal.
I get you.
But yeah, no, I understand. We don't have a fear of anything. Except the Lord.
Who was your first crush? What?
Oh my gosh. So I was in the second grade.
Okay.
My name was Heaven. His name was Kevin.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That was my boo.
Okay.
And we used to take naps together.
Oh my God. In second grade, y'all taking
second
naps?
Second grade is crazy. We knew each other since kindergarten, though. So that was my man from kindergarten to second grade up until I left school. But that was my first crush. Candy, like, he hooked me up on Valentine's Day and everything. That was a good man.
That was a good man in second grade. Mm-hmm. That's wild.
Yeah. He was, but I laugh because I automatically know his name. I see his face to this day. And we definitely went on two different paths. But yeah.
You still are in contact with him?
No.
Okay. Mm-mm.
No. But you know how you see people that'll come up on your Facebook or your Instagram or whatever, and then you just click and you're like, okay.
Oh, so you still have him on Facebook.
To God be the glory.
Like, you have...
He's not my friend on Facebook, but he'll come up on, like, people, suggested people you may know or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. That is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, girl. I thought you were going to say something like Barney or something.
Barney was never my crush. He wasn't man enough for me, baby. Nah, baby. I guess, can you answer that question?
I can, but okay. I mean, it definitely wasn't elementary school. His name was Darrell.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was like Darrell.
Don't say.
I can't.
We don't need all of that.
No, because I was, you know, you were back in the day, you used to say somebody first and last name. That was a part of you growing, like learning yeah. stuff. So that's why I'm like, do I remember his last name? I don't, but play football. We used to play at the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
He played, I cheered.
Oh, that was a cute little couple.
You so funny.
That was you.
But yeah, it was, my dad probably would kill me because, you know, that's another story. It's such a time. But
when I tell you, Kevin was my man.
That was your man?
That was my man.
Wow.
And when I left the school and I came back, they was like, Kevin, Heaven's back. Yeah. Because whoever you was talking to before, whoever you was talking to when I left, wrap it up.
Cancel.
In the second grade. Learn your numbers and stop focusing on men.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that was my man.
Yeah, mine was definitely in elementary school. Mm-hmm. The fact that we even remember that is wild.
I'll never forget Kevin, baby.
Okay, it's your turn.
If you could change your name, what would you choose?
Mm-mm-mm. If I could change my name?
Yeah.
I kind of did.
What do you mean?
Well, I didn't change it per se, but my first name is Michelle.
Right.
But they, you know, he called me by my middle name. So that's because my mama was like, I want to name you Janae. I don't like that name for me.
Yeah.
But your cousin's name is Janae. Mm-hmm. So I definitely understood why she liked it. But I just like, I don't think I would change my name.
No. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't change. Like, you wouldn't take Michelle out all together and
I
just
would.
Keep,
yeah. I would just keep Nyjah.
Yeah.
I would. And I feel like that because Michelle is so common.
Yeah, that's my mom's middle name.
Right.
Yeah.
Everybody's name is Michelle. And I'm like.
So I'm not going to hold you. I wouldn't change Heaven.
Okay.
Back in the day, I used to like say, oh, what if it was like heavenly or something like that? But I think heaven does a decent job. If I had anything to change about my name, it would just be taking my middle name out because it's excessive.
You mean Monet?
No. Heaven Monet is my first name.
Hello.
Then I have a middle name and I just felt like, what was the point? And none of them kind of go, like, Heaven Monet goes together, but Alexis was like, oh, I had to add the hood in there. I had to just throw something in there to let me know that she's going to be born in Tampa, Florida.
I had to add the hood.
That's what it gave. So I really want to ask my mom, like, why did you say Alexis? But I wouldn't change my name. My name has great meaning behind it before I got the name. And then, I mean, it's heaven. So what would you really change about that?
Yeah, I would keep mine too. I mean, just probably swap it.
Yeah.
Ooh. I don't know if I want to ask you this. You going to be honest?
Yeah.
When was the last time you lied? There it is. That was a question right there.
I lied on April Fool's.
You know what you did?
I did.
And it was a horrible experience.
And you know, I'm not good at lying. So I had to plan that for like a day. But that was the last time that I lied.
Me too. I lied to the kids and told them I was pregnant.
And I just personally feel like y'all shouldn't lie about stuff like that.
That can't happen.
Yeah, but just don't even play like that.
I could play with that lie.
Mm-mm. Yeah, but that's the last time I lied. Y'all was mad, but I think it was a good lie.
It was the lie was great. It was the way you tried to produce the lie was not good on my behalf.
So really quick, before we get out of here, the background story was, as we know, I went to Atlanta a couple weeks ago to start my acting and the production career. And so on Monday, I had my sister make up a text and say, hey, Hev, I'm so proud of you. Think about this opportunity in L.A. that you can come and be on set with me. I had her act like she was my cousin who is a producer. And so I responded back. I was like, yeah, of course. Like, we'll love it. How long would I be gone? He was like, 6 months. And so I just, mind you, I talked to the girls all day. But I just threw it in the group chat. And I said, I didn't know how to tell y'all. And I just threw it in there.
Pause. Uh-huh. Put a pen right there. So as you can see, there's nothing wrong with the lie that was told. It was actually a beautiful lie. Okay? Really amazing. The problem is that you don't put that information in no thread. And that's my first time hearing about that.
Yeah, that's rude.
That is R-U-D-E rude.
Yeah, that's rude.
You don't tell me, especially because I had just talked to you. I mean, all day talked to you. Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know a better way to say, so I'm just telling y'all in the thread. I'm like, now had I not said, I still would have a problem. I ain't gonna sit up and lie again. That would be a problem. You don't tell me that on in no group thread. I feel like we know each other longer. We have the closest relationship friend-wise. You should say, hey, this is a big situation. Let me tell you what's going on. And then you proceed in the group thread with everybody else and say the same thing again.
I think that's what made the joke funnier because I knew that it would piss you off. Because you just don't... You don't go in the group chat with all your friends and say, hey, this is what I'm doing. There was no call. There was no, I'm preparing you. There was no none of that. So Tiff was like, what? I'm sorry. What? So she called me. And immediately I said, I'm lying. Because I can't lie in your face.
Because she want to know, did you consult God?
She wanted to know.
Tiff went in detail because who said, I'm happy for you. But what did the Lord say?
Yeah. And then you was like, you sent congratulations with a champagne bottle, dry. I don't even think the C in the congratulations was capitalized. You were so aggravated. And I was like, oh, this is great.
So, you know, so the purpose of April Fool is a lot of piss somebody off. I thought it was supposed to be like, hey.
No, like, it's a lot of things. You can lie to I didn't want to do nothing about being sick or being pregnant because that's so far off. I just really wanted it to be something that could potentially happen. That, you know, but the way I went about it was what was going to piss you off. But I knew that. And I said, this is perfect.
So just know, since you have started something, challenge is on.
Just on April Fool's, though.
Oh, now we have regulations. And
No. Don't do that. April Fool's is one day out of the year.
It's gone, though.
Yeah, but don't.
Because I didn't get you. I said, I'm going to get the kids. Here you go. I said,
But nobody found nothing funny about April Fool's. So I said, yeah, they said after COVID, nothing was funny.
It wasn't.
But I said, I want to do something fun. It was late at night. I really thought you wasn't going to see it till the next day because I knew you had meetings, family stuff. So I said, okay, she's not going to see it. And then so when you called me,
I'm reading this in my meeting, but that's really talk about this. And we're going to, I promise we'll wrap this up, but I'm in my call. And I'm like, wait a minute. And the people asking me, so Nigel, da, da, da. I said, mm-hmm. You had me so tight. I was so tight. I said, I know she did not just try me like that. So Nigel, you have anything to say? I have nothing tonight, guys. You said, it's
so you really thought it was okay to message that and I talked to you all day? I said, I didn't know how to tell you. You was like, this gotta be April Fool's joke, right?
I
said, no, like genuinely, I didn't know what to say. I mean, I was putting my acting skills to work, honey. And then you was like, okay, well, congratulations, but I thought you would go about this different. I said, April Fool's. Because this is going too far and now like you sad and stuff and I didn't want that. And mind y'all, she was mad still 2 days after that.
I'm still mad today.
Okay.
But I gotta forgive because I'm reading this book about offense.
There we go, right there. But, so just so we're clear before we end this episode, we're not doing the tit for tat war. We're just not doing that. Unless you're going to wait until next year, April.
You don't tell me.
I'm telling you, we're starting.
Bet. Until next time.
Bet.
Okay.
All right.
War.
All right. Bet. In herself, she is love.
In herself, she getting her back.
In herself, she is beautiful. And so she is strong. See you next week.
May the best friend win.